So today I'm going to talk about carbapenem-resistant Enterobacteriaceae infection clusters in New York State hospitals in 2015. So as part of routine surveillance, acute care hospitals in New York State are required to report lab ID CRE to the National Healthcare Safety Network, and this has been going on since July of 2013. We audit about 50% of the hospitals every year, and we found that the sensitivity for CRE reporting, at least in 2015, was about 86%. So they do a pretty good job of it. The CRE definition that we're using is the NHSN definition. So we're looking for E. coli, Klebsiella oxytoca, Klebsiella pneumoniae, or Enterobacter species, and those testing resistant to any of the four carbapenems by standard susceptibility testing methods, or produce a carbapenemase. And the reporting requirements in New York State also require hospitals, nursing homes, and certain state-regulated outpatient facilities to report outbreaks or unusual events in that facility. So we ask that they report the first case of CRE for the facility and any cluster outbreak or what we describe as increase over baseline. And hospitals and nursing homes report via the nosocomial outbreak reporting application, or NORA, which is a homegrown electronic system in New York State. Here's an example of what the screen might look like when they're reporting an outbreak. So in 2015, there were 3,618 cases reported to NHSN, and about half of them were inpatient and hospital onset. 79% were Klebsiella, about just over half were urinary tract infections, only 11% were blood infections. Here's a map showing the CRE Klebsiella overall patient prevalence rate in 2015, and you can see that the vast majority of our CRE occurs in hospitals down in the metropolitan New York City area. This graph shows the trend in CRE bloodstream infection incidence rate, with the red line being Klebsiella. The year 2015 here is grayed out because there was a definition change in 2015 that could affect the rate there. And the reasons for this particular project, as you can see from those numbers, we have over 1,500 hospital onset CRE cases reported to NHSN every year, but only a few outbreak reports. And by a few, I mean literally like two or three come into to NORA. And that concerns us because we think either CRE clusters are not being recognized by hospitals, or they're being recognized and not reported. And we think that they're just being, you know, if there are any clusters, they're just being subsumed under the, you know, the large amount, the large burden of CRE in New York State and not being caught or reported. And I think that's a missed opportunity to control CRE. So the question is, are there clusters of CRE in NHSN that have not been reported to NORA? And the way we did this is we downloaded a line list of the 2015 CRE events from NHSN, and then we used the SAT-SCAN temporal scan statistic to identify the most likely clusters of hospital-onset CRE using the NHSN data. And we analyzed Klebsiella, E. coli, and Enterobacter separately. The data were analyzed by location, so we looked at both facility-wide inpatient, and there were 88 hospitals that had at least three cases in a possible cluster. We looked at by NHSN location type, so over med-surg wards as a whole, for example, and then we looked at specific hospital locations, like an individual ward. And if a hospital only had one of a type of a ward, it was analyzed under a specific hospital location rather than location type, which is why you see more in the specific location than the location type. So this diagram shows a little bit about how SAT-SCAN works. And the timeline at the top just shows where each individual case is located. And the red dotted rectangle shows the most likely cluster, which is these three cases in a 5-day window. And then there, the other three are outside the window and presumably outside the cluster. So SatScan allows you to set different size windows to look at, and we looked at a window size of anywhere between 1 and 60 days. Used a one-sided test because, you know, a time void of infections we weren't interested in. And the SatScan then asks, how unusual is this? And basically, it's kind of like a Monte Carlo simulation where they look at each window and do random simulations of the case to see how likely it is that that you would get the pattern that you see. So the next step was to download the line list of reported hospital CRE outbreaks from NORA. And then we compared the NHSN cluster results that had a p-value less than 0.05 to the NORA reports. And we sent letters, actually twice in 2016, to the hospital IPs and asked them to review the clusters that SatScan picked up and determine if they thought they were a possible outbreak based on facility information that we may not have had. And we included the line list for their hospital. We included the a plot of the incident cases and a plot of admission prevalence cases so they would have all the information they would need to look at these. And here are the results. We had 16 non-overlapping clusters. We only had two clusters reported to NORA, and neither of those two were picked up by SatScan, and none of the 14 clusters that were picked up by SatScan were reported as outbreaks by our hospitals. So this was concerning. This is an example of the most statistically significant cluster that was picked up by SatScan. It's four cases that occurred over a five-day period on a burn critical care unit. Very, very high or very low p-value, but this was not reported in NORA. Here's another example. This is a cluster that was reported to NORA but was not significant in SatScan. And this is an outbreak that was reported in February of 2015, and the IP reported four cases over the course of 63 days, and these actually did have the same PFGE pattern, so it most likely was a cluster, but it wasn't picked up in SatScan, and as you recall, we used a maximum window of 60 days, and this was over 63 days. So this table just shows the cases in gray at the top are those that were picked up using NHSN data. The average length of the cluster was about 10 days with a range of 1 to 37 days. And the two clusters at the bottom in tan are the clusters that were reported to NORA. And they tended to have a longer time course. You can see 63 days and 73 days. So I mentioned before that we sent letters out to the infection preventionists at the hospitals where the clusters in SatScan were picked up, and a third of them said that they had reviewed those cases before as a possible cluster. And three of them said, yeah, that is a possible cluster, it just wasn't entered into NORA, so it was entered into NORA. One of them was a possible cluster but still wasn't entered into NORA. In five cases, they didn't think it looked like a cluster. They suspected colonization on admission, despite the NHSN definition where it was picked up after 3 days of hospitalization. Two said it didn't look like it was a cluster, and these were clusters that were picked up at the facility level as a whole. So there wasn't any common place between those. And then there were a few that, it wasn't reviewed or we didn't get any response. So there are several limitations here. First of all, we didn't have information about patient movement within the facility, and we also couldn't control for prevalent cases and, didn't have a lot of additional information about those cases. It was also somewhat difficult to determine if cases were really related. The intensity of the review among the infection preventionists when we sent out that letter varied widely, and this was also a retrospective review, so the samples weren't available for PFGE to kind of validate the clusters that SatScan picked up. So in conclusion, I think we did heighten the IP's attention to CRE surveillance and outbreak reporting, and this process might complement the IP's routine process, and they tend to look at it on kind of a daily as opposed to a monthly basis. And we've already seen that the clusters tend to be fairly long, and we may need to reevaluate our window length. We plan to repeat this analysis routinely and share clusters with IPs and reevaluate the typical cluster duration and therefore adjust the maximum window size. We also think it would be wise to limit it to the most believable clusters and probably stick to location specific, so like an individual ward analysis of at least three cases. And we need further work to better define the outbreaks so that outbreak reporting is more consistent across the state. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. The presentation is open for questions. Please come to the mic.
Hi, John Rosenberg, California. The IPs that reviewed the clusters, was the post hoc or they already done that? The ones that looked at it and said, these aren't outbreaks, was that only after they were notified by you, or had they already done that?
33% had looked at them before we sent out had looked at that grouping of cases before we sent out the letter, and all but I think like three cases they looked at it afterwards too, and there were several where they looked at it again and did enter it in NORA. There were also several where it hadn't been looked at before and then was entered as an outbreak. So there was a lot of variability in that.
And is the capability of NHSN to do a similar kind of an ongoing analysis so that, you know, like statistical control charts so that it's, you know, people can get a trigger saying you've had X number of cases?
There is analysis functions in NHSN. To my knowledge, I don't believe it does cluster analysis like this, though. Anyone feel free to correct me if I'm wrong about that.
Jeannie Negley, Georgia Department of Public Health. Thank you for presentation. My question is about SatScan. Is that in the public domain?
I believe it's free to use.
Okay. And what's the learning curve to use that? And you also talked about maybe routinely running the analyses and kind of what's your thought on the schedule for that?
We would probably do that on an annual basis. And I think, you know, we would reevaluate that and see how we're doing with clusters. In New York State, we require them to report within 60 days after the end of the month that the infection occurred in. And given that it looks like these clusters tend to occur over the course of several weeks, you know, it probably wouldn't make sense to do it any more than quarterly at the most. So, you know, we'll probably start it annually and may bump that up. As far as SatScan, the actual use of SatScan was performed by our PhD statistician in our bureau. So I did not have to deal with the learning curve personally, but I know that there are tutorials out there for you know, staff without a lot of training, and I think it's fairly easy to do.
Presentation. Just a quick question. Were all of them identified in inpatient settings, or were there any outpatient, for example, urology clinics?
Yeah, this was restricted to the inpatient setting.
Emily, that was along the lines of my question. So you had over 1,500 of these hospital onset CREs. That left 2,000 that weren't. Can you comment on where those were occurring and whether you have any ability to apply the SatScan method?
Well, the remainder are the ones that came into the hospital and had a culture done that identified CRE within the first 3 days of hospitalization. So they were therefore classified as admission prevalent based on NHSN. Now, you know, we certainly don't think that those are all truly, you know, community cases. We, you know, a lot of these people have had previous admissions or stays in long-term care settings. It's tough to imagine how we would do quite the same thing with those people. I mean, it's something we can certainly give a bit more thought to. I could see, for example, looking at patient addresses and seeing if there was any, you know, geographic clusters that we could find, but that's a far bigger project.
Right. Nursing home residents, for example. Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions? We have a minute or so. Go ahead.
I'm interested in the two ones that were outside the 60-day window. Did you do anything look at length of stay or patient overlap in those?
No, not in this first analysis, and just, I don't know if everyone could hear, the question was about the cases that were outside of the cluster, and did we look at them and look at their length of stay or anything like that, and no, for this first go-round we didn't, but that does bring up a very interesting question. You probably noticed that we had windows from 1 to 60 days, whereas it looks like CRE clusters may go on for longer than that, and judging by the one that we had PFGE matching for. And, that brings up a complication with CRE, that being, you know, we don't really know what the incubation period is from when a person acquires the organism to when they become sick. So that's something that we may have to look at down the line.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Emily.
Thanks.